KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 50 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with occasional scattered showers, a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Authorities have identified a man whose body was found on the shore of a Floyd River near a college campus in northwest Iowa. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said Friday in a news release that the Iowa State Medical Examiner has identified the victim as 27-year-old Corey Allen Wright of Sheldon. Officials say a fingerprint and tattoos on the body were used to confirm Wright's identity. Wright's body was found the morning of March 26th near the southeast portion of Northwest Iowa Community College property in Sheldon. Authorities say it appeared Wright's body had been underwater. The cause of death has not yet been determined. Iowa 3rd District Congresswoman Cindy Axne has sent a letter to congressional leaders urging immediate action on disaster relief.
There's a lot of concern that towns might not be able to come back from this. So we've got a lot to manage here.
She wrote that now is not the time for political games, and Congress should not turn its back on Americans recovering from the devastating damage of natural disasters. Earlier this week, Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked a vote on a disaster aid package as they seek more money for hurricane victims in Puerto Rico. Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, says Congress must respond to the requests from local and state officials who are directly dealing with this spring's flooding.
And certainly, as the governor indicated, it is like an ocean out there. There were white caps on some of the fields. That's how deep the water is.
Axne will be in three western Iowa counties today.
We'll be working with emergency management again, local elected officials, stopping by shelters and visiting farms that have been underwater.
Axne has joined the effort to try to expand the USDA crop insurance for crops damaged in the field to also cover grain that's been harvested and sitting in storage bin. Most of that grain in mills in Fremont counties has been spoiled by the flooding.
There's some outlay for our farmers that they're not going to be able to get back unless we can get specific language that would fit in with one of the programs that the USDA offers, for instance. And so I'm working on that, and then, of course, working with Senators Grassley and Ernst. They're trying to get things through the Senate. I'm coordinating here at the House so that we can move this forward.
She says during her trip to the flood zone last week, she spent time with a 17-year-old in a shelter who fled his home with nothing more than the clothes he was wearing. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has been calling for new approaches to deal with persistent flooding, and now she's also seeking prayers to deal with the problem. On Monday, Reynolds was surrounded by evangelical Christians as she signed a proclamation declaring Sunday, tomorrow, a statewide day of prayer for flood recovery. Reynolds and the group then bowed their heads together in prayer. Earlier in the week, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts signed a similar proclamation. In response to questions from reporters, Reynolds repeated her call for new approaches to reduce immediate and long-term flood risks along the Missouri River, saying companies and residents will leave if the flood threats remain high. She called on Congress to set aside politics and pass a disaster aid bill. A measure funding Midwest flood relief, as I mentioned, has been delayed in the U.S. Senate by calls from Democrats to spend more on Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from the 2017 hurricane damage. Some Iowa farmers won't have any crops to harvest this fall, and they won't be able to plant anything this spring due to the flood-soaked soil. Meteorologist Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub based in Ames, says some areas of the state are still underwater, and the farmland in those areas has been inundated.
Things will probably be delayed for sure in those locations. There probably will be some areas that will not be able to be planted this year, period. Delayed planting is an issue over the whole region because we have soil moisture, we have wet soils over the whole region. So any additional rainfall is going to be problematic.
And many fields are littered with debris left by the flooding, including trees, metal fuel tanks, pieces of structures, and all sorts of trash. But it's the smaller stuff that will be harder to remove.
The areas that are heavily inundated, the soils there will be degraded because of depositing of sand. Silt is not so bad because that's a bit better, but the additional deposits of sand will degrade the soils and cause some problems.
Millennia ago, giant glaciers upformed land now known as Iowa, but this spring we saw a much smaller, much faster example.
We had large movement of large blocks of ice, so there was a lot of damage done to things like bridges because of the ice, and then other structural areas and other loss of soil because of large movement of ice over the regions.
Toddy says all of that is beyond the damages to roads, bridges, and culverts that will take time to repair. Spring flood damage in Iowa is estimated to exceed $2 billion. The presidential disaster declaration issued on March 23rd allows Iowa Department of Human Services to offer the disaster food assistance program for some Iowans impacted by high water and power outages due to recent floods in western Iowa. The United States Department of Agriculture and DHS have approved the disaster flood assistance program for affected qualified individuals in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, and Woodbury counties. Disaster food assistance uses different qualifying rules for regular food assistance. If you would not normally qualify for food assistance based on income, you may qualify for disaster food assistance. Jerry Foxhoven, director of the DHS, says this will help Iowans get their household back on track following the historic flooding. He says it can make a big difference for families who may be experiencing flood insecurity during this difficult time. Officials with FEMA say a toll-free disaster hotline is available to survivors of the recent Iowa floods who may need legal assistance. The hotline allows callers to request the assistance of a lawyer to aid in disaster-related matters. It is a partnership between Legal Aid of Iowa, the Iowa State Bar Association's Young Lawyers Division, and the American Bar Association's Young Lawyers Division. Flood victims facing legal issues may call 833-885-9876, toll-free from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, to request assistance. When connected to the hotline voicemail, callers should leave their name, phone number, brief details of the assistance needed, and which county they are located. Individuals who qualify for assistance will be matched with Iowa lawyers who have volunteered to provide free legal assistance. The types of legal assistance available include assistance with securing FEMA and other government benefits available to disaster survivors, assistance with life, medical, and property insurance claims, help with home repair contracts and contractors, replacement of wills and other important legal documents destroyed in a disaster, assistance in consumer protection matters, remedies and procedures, counseling on mortgage foreclosure problems, and counseling on landlord-tenant problems. And when dealing with a flooding or other natural disasters, Iowans can also turn to Iowa Concern for help, according to Tammy Jacobs, coordinator for the longtime service from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. With a toll-free number, live chat capabilities, and a website, Iowa Concern services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week at no charge. Iowa Concern provides access to stress counselors and an attorney for legal education, as well as information and referral services for a wide variety of topics. To reach Iowa Concern, call 1-800-447-1985. Language interpretation services are available, or you can go to the website, the link to which and other information is under the same story on the news page at kjan.com. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.